This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Who is Jesus Christ? A religious leader or founder? A philosopher? A moral teacher? Now let me narrow the question down to you specifically, as an individual listening on your radio, phone, or computer. To you, who is Jesus? Answer as personally as you can, because in the end, at the final judgment, that is all that will matter. It will not matter who your teacher, minister, or professor at the university said Jesus was. No, in the end, it will only matter who you absolutely know Jesus to be. To you, intimately, in the core of your being, there is no more important question in this life than this. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. And search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. In Luke 18, verses 18 and 19, we read this interaction between Jesus and a community leader. Now, a Jewish religious leader asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life to get to heaven?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." So you see, this raises the question which Jesus intended to point this man and all of us towards. Are you willing to admit that Jesus is God if you are calling Jesus a good teacher? And as I said earlier, a generic answer about the identity of Jesus does not mean anything. It does not matter. It only matters what you, as an individual person, believes, because whether or not you have faith in Jesus Christ is the only thing that will ultimately matter. That is why I am focusing our attention on this crucial point today. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, we find this exchange between Jesus and his disciples. Jesus and his disciples left Galilee and went up to the villages near Caesarea Philippi. As they were walking along, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you are one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter replied, "You are the Messiah." But Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Then Jesus began to tell them that the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, but 3 days later he would rise from the dead. So again, I ask you, who is Jesus Christ? Unlike the question, "Does God exist?" very few people question whether Jesus Christ existed. It is generally accepted that Jesus was truly a man who walked on the earth in Israel 2,000 years ago. The debate begins when the subject of the full identity of Jesus is discussed. Almost every major religion teaches that Jesus was a prophet or a good teacher or a godly man. The problem is that the Bible tells us that Jesus was infinitely more than a prophet, more than a good teacher, and more than a godly man. C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, writes the following. "I am trying here to prevent anyone from saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus Christ. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. Well, friend, that is one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sorts of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come up with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left us that option. He did not intend to. So, who did Jesus claim to be? Who does the Bible say he is? First, let's look at the words of Jesus in John 10:30. I and the Father are one. At first glance, this might not seem to be a claim to be God. However, look at the Jewish reaction to his statement. We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God. That's John 10:33. The Jews understood this statement of Jesus as a claim to being God. In the following verses, Jesus never corrects the Jews by saying, I did not claim to be God. That indicates Jesus was truly saying he was God by declaring, I and the Father are one. That's John 10:30. John 8:58 is another example. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. Again, in response, the Jews took up stones in an attempt to stone Jesus to death. In answering with the phrase, I am, Jesus was announcing his identity as the great I Am of the Old Testament, the name for God in Exodus 3:14. Why would the Jews again want to stone Jesus if he had not said something they believed to be blasphemous, namely a claim to be God? Well, they would not. It would only be a crucial issue to these Jews who believed, and rightly so, believed in one God. In the Old Testament book of Jewish law in Deuteronomy 6:4, we hear the ancient confession of faith that is still repeated every week by Jews everywhere. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Yes, indeed, God is one. Yet through the further revelation of the mystery of God in the New Testament, we learn that the one God is eternally existent in three distinct persons: the Father, the Son, meaning Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. This is what is now known as the Trinity. John 1:1 says, the Word was God. John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh. This clearly indicates that Jesus is God in the flesh. Thomas, the disciple, declared to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Jesus does not correct him when he says that. The Apostle Paul describes him as our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's Titus 2:13. The Apostle Peter says the same, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:1. So, as C.S. Lewis argued, believing Jesus to be only a good teacher is not an option. Jesus clearly and undeniably claimed to be God. If he is not God, then he's a liar, and therefore not a prophet, not a good teacher, nor a godly man. Why is the question over the true identity of Jesus so important? Why does it matter whether or not Jesus is God? The most important reason that Jesus has to be God is that if he is not God, his death would not have been sufficient to pay the penalty for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. Only God could pay such an infinite penalty. Jesus had to be God so that he could pay our debt of sin. Jesus had to be a man so he could die. Salvation, therefore, is only available through faith in Jesus Christ. The fact that Jesus is God is why he is the only way of salvation. Jesus being God is why he proclaimed, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Listen to this quote from the Gospel of John, chapter 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week after the resurrection of Jesus, the disciples had gathered together and locked the doors of the place because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. Just as the Father has sent me, I also send you." Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas replied, "Unless I see the wounds from the nails in his hands and put my finger into the wounds from the nails and put my hand into his side, I will never believe it." 8 days later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them in the room and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and examine my hands. Extend your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas replied to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are the people who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus performed many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as on your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is www.visionforchristworld.com, and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Now Jesus performed many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.